Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, both of them. Jay Kaplan is in the house. Seniors Equity Educators. Easy for me to say. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Glad to have you back with us. And a little bit later in the morning, Robert Mott will be checking in. Yeah, depending upon what effect the wine has had on him, we'll see Robert in a little while as well. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team developing a financing plan, or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. I started yesterday. I told you I was going to start yesterday. I am a man of my word. I think we might be able to get my compadre here in studio to join in this celebration. Jay, I don't know about you. Today is National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Well, we'll have to check it out.
That means you have to bring in some to check, too.
I can't believe we don't have any here. Live in studio, the two of us sitting here, no cream-filled donuts. We might have to wait until a little later in the day when we can start celebrating National Eat a Hoagie Day. That one might just as good. I am not prejudiced at all, so we can go with either one or both.
We need both to compare.
Exactly. There you go. That's right. We got to do. We got to get no favoritism on
Ron
Siegel Radio.
Right. Science.
Science. Oh, I got you. So as a pup, now Jay and I are going to do this simply as a public service. Speaking as a public service, we're going to move on to see what's going on in the markets today. Talk about a yo-yo. How would you like to be in the stock market right now? Have your retirement in the stock market right now? When we get the luxury of watching the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 400 one day, down 200 the next day, we're down, about 43 points for the week. Unbelievable. It's not a fun place to be. That's why I've been telling you, get a hold of Al Manfrey. That way you don't have to worry about the roller coaster of the market. But today, the Dow Jones up 43.97 points, oil down 89 cents a barrel. I know that if you're a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, you know that we follow the gas prices every day. $2.18 per gallon is the national average. I dare you to find that here in the state of confusion. We're at 274.9 in the state of confusion. The only place that they charge more for gas than we get here in California would be in the other oil-producing state of Hawaii, $2.76.3 a gallon there. So it's pretty close to the same price. What is that, 1.4 cents more in Hawaii than we are here, leading the country in the price of gasoline. And I know we heard the president yesterday telling us how great gas prices are and how great the economy is. And I wonder why so many people are selling U.S. treasuries right now. So we're down 4.5 basis points, 0.045 if you're looking at percentages. That's why I call it 4.5 basis points. It's easier. U.S. 10-year Treasury, if you are one of our seniors living on fixed income, you are getting a whopping 1.685% on the 10-year Treasury. Yeah, that's painful. Not getting a whole lot right there, but it is better. At least Germany, now they're in the positive. For the longest time, you're getting a negative yield on the German 10-year bond. You now get 0.02%.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Japan, they're still losing money. If you put your money in the Japanese 10-year bond, you are still on the wrong side of the sidewalk. You're losing just about 1.5 basis points per year on their 10-year treasury. Not an exciting place to be. Speaking of not an exciting place to be, how'd you like to be in the media these days? Listening to some of the media criticism, Bill Clinton got his due yesterday. I guess it was CBS that edited one of his latest comments when he said that the fainting spells are frequent for his wife. Oh, no, no, no. They're rare for his wife. They had to edit that for him on CBS. But then they did replay the full transcript, or the full taping of what he legitimately said instead of what the edited version was. Very interesting watching that going on. And it is also very interesting watching Donald Trump right now. And I know that the left doesn't like Donald Trump, mainly because he's running for president. Now, if you think of any other reason, let's ask this simple question. I would pose this to Hillary Clinton. It's fun. It's very, very humorous for me watching Hillary Clinton. And the reason I find it humorous is one of the biggest detractions or comments that people on the left and people on the right have to say about her is that not very honest. We don't know whether we can trust her or not, and her transparency. So let's ask this very, very simple question, because I must admit, you know, I am the first one to say it. I am part of the deplorable group. I posted that out there. I am one of the deplorables. So maybe you are too. And I've got a bunch of different memes that we're sharing on a regular basis as being part of the deplorables. But think about this. How about people's associations? Now, does that ever count into what your opinions are of people? Just a thought that if your associations have anything to do with your evaluation of somebody. Here, I'll give you a perfect example. I would not be seen doing anything in the company of Colin Kaepernick. Now, that's what my definition of deplorable. The man has no respect for the United States, for our flag, for what it stands for. I respect his right, First Amendment right, to go out and be a jerk. That's what the First Amendment basically says. They didn't put it in that way, but if everybody agreed on everything, you wouldn't need a First Amendment. So what the First Amendment really says is those people that have a differing opinion, regardless of how stupid it is, you have the right to express it. I wouldn't want to be associated with him. Now, up until 14 months ago, Hillary Clinton had no problem being associated with Donald Trump, taking Donald Trump's money, going to his wedding, going and socializing with him. Yet all of a sudden, he's not good enough for all that stuff because, as Hillary Clinton put it, and I probably couldn't even remember all of these, he's homophobic, xenophobic, and all those other icks that she tends to say. Well, now she's got another problem. While she's out on sick leave, actually, I guess for the month of August, if you look at her schedule, she might have had a couple of days of work leave. But now that she's out on sick leave, and obviously you wish her well, you do not wish ill on anybody. But she's getting outmaneuvered to the center by Trump. Did you see yesterday? He came out with a Democrat policy, even though he's running as a Republican. That would not be his policy on mandating maternity leave. That would not be what you would, or expanding the government role in maternity leave, not what you would really expect from a Republican. But Trump came out with that guideline and the whole policy yesterday, while Hillary Clinton, up until this point, she just talked about it and done absolutely nothing. But maybe that's part of the reason that we're seeing what we are seeing in the real clear politics. Now, if you want to ever get a good handle on what's going on in politics, go to realclearpolitics.com. They basically look at all the different polls and they do an average. And that way you're not looking at just one poll. So right now you can see on their website that they are telling you that Hillary Clinton is leading. The Real Clear Politics poll average, Clinton +2 heading downward. The four-way race, she is up 1.8 heading downward. Favorable rating, she's ahead of Trump by a 6.5, but they also put in there the truth. Trump's up by 5 in Ohio, the latest poll. Clinton up by 3 in Maine. Trump by 6 in Texas, 6 in Virginia. Trump by 4 in Florida. And let's see what happens. We're watching it for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be checking in with Robert Mott. We've got some great information. Robert found some great topics for us to chat about this morning. We're going to talk to Jay Kaplan about reverse mortgages. We will also chat about your credit score, 5 secrets to making it rise, mortgage standards easing too much, We'll talk about it. And 9 things that can make retirement stink. We don't want to get into that too much, but we'll get there anyway. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can get it back at youtube.com/ronsiegel1, youtube.com/ronsiegel1. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Your credit score, 5 secrets to making it rise. Number one, none of these aren't really secrets. They're probably things you already know about. Payment history makes up 35% of the Fair Isaac, the FICO score. Make your payments on time. Make sure the amount you owe is manageable compared to how much credit you have. You want to try and keep your total used line of credit below the utilization under 10 or under 30% on all your credit cards. That's going to get you the best scores. Let time work in your favor. About 15% of your score is determined by the length of credit history you have. Don't go getting new credit cards all the time and closing the older accounts. That hurts your score.
Be diversified in your credit use. 10% influence on your credit score. If all your debt is one type of loan, mortgage debt or credit card debt, then your score won't be as strong as it could be if it's appropriately proportioned. The ideal thing, one mortgage, two cars, revolving loans is the name there, and three credit cards. That's ideal. Avoid getting lots of new credit accounts. That's another issue right there. Again, those 10% goes from inquiries, so you want to make sure you're watching out for that one as well. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing? I guess you're out traveling once again, but we can still chat about a good glass of wine, good bottle of wine. I guess I want to first thing up, before we even get into that, I must admit I was bummed that I didn't get out to the Coachella Valley for the grand opening. How was it?
It was fabulous. It really was. The grand opening, the Wine Emporium, right next to Old Town Coffee and Old Town La Quinta. It was just a fabulous time. That we had lots of people show up, lots of new friends and lots of old friends we recognized from some of our previous endeavors. They seemed to follow us around there and follow our good friends Marcy and Aaron Johnson, who owned the establishment. So it was just a fabulous time. We had great music, great live music, and of course, great wine, and a lot of people catching up that have not seen each other in a while. And it was just, as you might imagine, it was quite the social occasion and certainly a great time. And I would encourage anybody.
That was wonderful. We certainly wish them nothing but all the success in the world with this new venture. And yeah, maybe the Robert Mott groupies, I guess. That's what we call the Robert Mott groupies going over to see you at the Wine Emporium.
Well, it was fun. You know, like I said, I'm not directly involved with that business, but they're good friends of mine, and I'm helping them out where I can. And, you know, how free advice is, you know, how that works. You know, it's only as worth what you pay for it. But we had a lot of old friends show up, and it was a great time.
Maybe they'll give you a glass of wine or two, Robert. Maybe, you know, just a little trade off there. Speaking of glass of wine,
yeah,
we ought to get into a little bit of. Say that again.
Take it and trade, yeah.
Absolutely, take it and trade. So, what's the proper way to open a bottle of wine? The one thing I've come across, these wax capsule things or plugs, whatever they call them, makes a mess. So, what's the right way to do it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron. It's one of those things that. Yeah, I always forget about this one because it's one that that causes a lot of people a lot of consternation. Occasionally get a really nice bottle of wine, and you know, for marketing reasons or what have you, the winery decided to instead of use a standard capsule that might be made out of in the old days be made out of lead. They don't do that anymore, but that some kind of plastic or something like that. They actually dip it in wax. I mean, you've probably seen these things around. Usually it's bright red. Has a big old glob of wax in the top, and very elegant looking. And then you buy the bottle, and you're looking forward to it, and you bring it home, and you're kind of going, well, okay, great. How do I open this thing? And sometimes they have a little tab on the side of them, a little pull tab that is designed to kind of split the wax. However, many of them don't have it, and frankly, the pull tab doesn't really help anyway, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. So the best way to do this without making a total mess is, first of all, put your big knife away that you're going to hack off the top of the bottle with and put, you know, well, you're going to make a mess. Second of all, you're likely to hurt yourself as well. Grab your waiter's corkscrew, you know, the kind they use in the restaurant. They sometimes call the wine key or, you know, typically a waiter's corkscrew. I would not recommend you trying to use one of your automatic electric corkscrews or a rabbit or anything like that or any other or the one with two arms on it or anything like that. Really grab that traditional waiter's corkscrew. Ignore the wax altogether. take the worm of the corkscrew, stick it right in the top of the center. Just imagine the wax wasn't even there, and then drill down like you would like any other bottle that didn't have a capsule on it. Then put the little lever arm on the side of it and give it a good pull. And what will happen, which is really kind of amazing when you think about how hard these are to actually kind of carve off, is generally the cork will pull right through the wax and leaves a really nice clean edge on the bottle. Occasionally have a piece of wax here hanging on, but just be a little careful when you actually pull the cork out to make sure the wax doesn't get in the wine. Obviously, it won't hurt you or anything, but you hate to be fishing any foreign objects out of your wine glass, of course. Few variants on this. Some people have said, and I really haven't found this to be much of an issue because of the way the wax seals the cork. On an older bottle of wine, if you want to, but take special care with the cork, then you might be stuck in that situation where you're having to hack the top of the wax off. Now, I don't recommend this as a first choice, but, you can do it on a much older bottle of wine if you're worried about the integrity of the cork. So, again, no way to avoid making a mess with that scenario, though. And then lastly, one thing that I have not done very often, but I've heard it being done, and I kind of hesitate this because heating up wine is not a good thing, but take some really hot water, a cup of really hot water, turn the bottle upside down, and dip the wax capsule part in the really hot water, almost boiling hot. And what will happen, of course, is the wax will get soft, and it eventually, if you leave it there just long enough, you can just wipe the wax away and then open the bottle normally. Now, again, I haven't tried that myself too often. I can't really feel great about recommending it, but I've heard people use that process as well. But just to summarize, though, when you get that beautiful wax capsule bottle, just ignore the wax capsule 99 times out of 100. Get your waiter's corkscrew, stick it right through there, and pull it right through the wax. It'll work beautifully almost every time.
Interesting. Okay, so, and I got to agree with you, Robert. It seems counterintuitive and almost distasteful to stick a bottle of wine in extra hot water. I could understand how people would think that, but it just sounds very, very counterintuitive. In fact, I must admit, I'm one that even the red wines. I was going to throw this one at you as well. About, how do we prep a bottle of red wine for drinking? Leave it out for a while, leave it in the refrigerator. Personally, I'm going to tell you, I like mine a little cooler than room temperature, but you're the expert. Tell me what's the real way?
Well, the real way is however you like it. That's bottom line. So I'm not going to be the one to tell you what you like and what you don't like. I would say the recommended way would be, just like you say, a little chill on it. I guess people get hung up on, we should serve red wine at room temperature. Well, you have to remember that recommendation came originally from Europe, came from probably France. Room temperature there, at least many times during the year, may be somewhere down in the high 60s, definitely cooler than we see normally here, especially here in California. So my kind of rule of thumb there is I really like to see my red wine served kind of in the mid 60 degree temperature range. Like you say, just a little chill on it, not so cold that it's going to fog the glass or anything like that or cause a condensation, but just enough that you know it's below what our normal room temperature is. So that's what I would recommend. And then kind of addition to that, if you decide that if you don't have a wine cellar, a dedicated wine cooler, what I would also recommend doing in that case is make sure you put your bottle of red in the refrigerator for just, 15, 20 minutes or so, just to get a good coolness on the bottle, and then pull it out and serve it right away. Alternatively, if you've had the bottle of wine in the refrigerator for a while and it's gotten down to the normal refrigerator temperature somewhere in the, 40 to 43, 42 degree range, then what I would do then is take it out and let it sit on the counter for probably, 30 minutes or more or so to warm up to near room temperature. But it'll still have a chill on it. But you're right, Ron. I think in general, I would recommend to serve your red wines with just that slight chill on them. I think everybody's going to enjoy them a little bit more than if they're at 75 degrees or whatever your real room temperature is.
And out in the Coachella Valley when the room temperature can be 80 or 85 degrees as well. So that wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like it'd be even easier. I mean, I'd prefer, just again, my personal preference, serve it a little cooler than maybe warm on the cooler side, because it's not that difficult to warm it up. You know, even if you have to hold the bowl a little bit, but my hands aren't going to cool it down.
Right, exactly. You've hit the nail right on the head there.
Great information, as always. We appreciate you, Robert Mott. And I think I might even head over to the Wine Emporium tonight to check it out. I'm going to be out in the valley. Anybody that's out in that area, we're doing a big event tomorrow at the California Desert Association of Realtors. So I'll be out there tonight. I'm going to go check out the Wine Emporium myself. Hope everyone else, anybody that's listening, come over and join us there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Mortgage standards easing too much? We'll see about that. 9 things that can make retirement really stink. And HECM or HELOC? What should a senior do? We'll talk about that as well when we chat with Jay Kaplan today. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800 800-306-1990. We're on Wealth Segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. And one of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. You can complete a two-minute survey, and it's going to ask you about all the different scenarios that are within your family, within your circumstances, and see who you might need for your household board of directors. Do you need a real estate agent, a mortgage professional, a reverse mortgage professional, an estate planning attorney? Do you need to meet a divorce attorney, family attorney, bankruptcy, credit repair, insurance? All these different groups are groups that we need to chat about, and they're all part of the household board of directors. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564. So the question that we had on our calendar for today, for our Word on Wealth segment, 9 things that can make retirement really stink. Number one, having to retire before you are ready. That would not be fun. Some of us may not ever retire. That's the flip side of that coin. Some people, now I am not going to say this out loud. Jay, I'm not going to ask you to say this either because I want to keep us both out of trouble.
Okay.
But some people find that they might not be ready to hang out with their spouse 24/7. Now, my wife may not want me around 24/7. That's just a different issue. I did have somebody that worked for me at one time that she told her husband when he retired, "I married you for better or for worse, but not for lunch. Go find something to do." Just a thought. Number three, it's boring. Some people, if you don't have a lot going on in your life, maybe you'll find retirement boring. Working until age 70 may not be an option. There are those folks that their job just is not conducive to working until that age. Money's tight, really tight. Social Security pays only $1,290 a month on average, according to October 2015 figures, $1,290 per month. Now, if you start taking that early, yeah, it might be a little less. You start taking it a little later, you might get a little more. We'll talk about some strategies there. It's hard to get used to growing old. I guarantee you it would be harder the other way around. If you're not growing old, that would probably be a little bit more difficult. You might spend a lot of it caring for elderly parents. Interesting. You could pick up, I'm not even going to do this one. You may outlive your money. That's one that I hear frequently that people it's a big concern of many, many of our seniors. That's the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Just text ATP to 79564. Complete the 3-minute survey, and one of the professionals will reach out to you and see about getting the information that you really need. So today we want to chat. We've had Jay Kaplan has been in many times. He is a specialist. I'm going to share that. I can say, don't tell him I'm saying this. I'm going to turn off his headset right now. But I used to tell people that I have studied the reverse mortgage, the home equity conversion mortgage, significantly. I know a good deal about it. I've studied it. I follow it. I get updates every day, probably 3 or 4 emails a day on the product, what the changes are. And I find it, I think it's a great product for most people. I understand the product. I know the pros and the cons. But when I started talking to Jay, I realized how little I really know. And that's why we get this. It's really fun having Jake. Don't tell him I said that because he'll have trouble sitting there and he'll harass me even more. But Jay Kaplan, our reverse mortgage specialist. So Jay, here's a biggie. I hear from seniors from now and again. They've already got a mortgage on their house. They're making the payment just fine. They don't have a concern. Now they're thinking about home repairs or home modifications. Heck, my mom put an elevator in her house just because it's what was needed for my dad at the time. So am I better off if I need to do some of these things, getting a restructuring the whole thing if I qualify for a reverse mortgage, or just going and getting a simple home equity line of credit?
Yeah, well, first of all, I've always wanted one of those stair lift things. The elevator is just too highfalutin. But I only have a single story house, so I can't quite.
So you want a stair lift to go to the roof?
yeah, that sounds good, maybe. And then it just looked like fun. There's really no comparison. First of all, a HELOC is a good thing for many, many people. If you're not 62 or in that, I almost said price range, if you're not in that age range, a home equity line of credit is pretty much like a credit card, but usually, of course, with a much larger amount available to you because your house is being pledged, not just your word, like it would be on a credit card.
Okay.
So it's a good thing from that point of view. If you use it, if you're younger and you use it, like some people use a credit card, which would be buy what you need, get what you do. Maybe you don't want to carry around cash, but pay most of it off, like you said, in the credit section. Keep a little bit open, but keep the amount down. Then it's still a good thing. There's nothing really wrong with it. Just like credit cards, they can be canceled. Credit cards are usually not canceled unless you have bad credit or don't make the payment. A HELOC can be canceled if property values go down also. So like we saw before 08 hit as property value, or actually not before, but during that period, as property values went down, HELOCs, home equity line of credits, were frozen, sometimes taken away. In some cases, rarely, when the property value got below what was owed, that loan became, or that HELOC became, due and payable.
That's scary.
That's very scary. And some of those things can happen with credit cards, but it's usually a much smaller number. And, of course, it really has nothing to do with your property value. So that we'll put aside. It's a good product unless you're 62 or older. If you've got the ability.
Now, the HELOC is a good product unless you're 62 or older.
Right.
Okay.
Right. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you can get a home equity, if you can get the HECM, which is a home, you know, the home equity conversion, that's so much better.
And I know that we it's very interesting. There's so many people that use the HECM, which is the technical name. But we really want to make sure you understand that a HECM is the reverse mortgage that most – let me clarify. A reverse mortgage is a HECM, but most people have the wrong impression of the reverse mortgage. Right? I mean, they're thinking that 1980 version.
Absolutely. Or before. Yeah, because there were like 15, 20, maybe 100 versions. And that's a whole different conversation at all. So, and you know me, I can go off on a tangent forever. But to get back to the comparison.
Right.
With a home equity line of credit, if you have a loan already on the home, it will pay that off, and then it's just up to you whether you want to make payments or not. Just like any other loan. It's just like any other loan. But you get that line of credit should you have the amount of equity required. The line of credit as compared to the home equity, the HELOC, because the way they sound so much alike in a way.
Right.
But is a lot different in a couple of different ways. One way is that it will never be canceled. No matter what, it will never, ever be canceled. It will never be called. It will never be frozen. All of those things may happen with a regular HELOC, but not the HECM. So with the HECM, so that's one kind of category of what's great about it. The other category is that it grows in value. So
explain that one to me. So the reverse mortgage HECM, that's going to grow in value.
Yeah, now that is really probably the hardest thing, and I hate to use the word reverse, but because the H's are so close, I'll go back to reverse in here. The biggest problem in understanding the reverse is just that. And the reason for it is that is the program. You put your little bit of money in it with the insurance program, you get paid back the amount that you may borrow at any time in the future will be more than it is today. So it's based 100% on future interest rates. It is never, ever based on the value of your property. So even should values go down like they did in 08, your line of credit will continue to increase. So actually, I've got, just for you to take a look at here, I've got a example.
Yeah, it's going to continue, and you can't see this on our radio vision, but those of you watching on RonSiegelRadio.tv, Jay has a little an amortization skill he's just showing me right here that kind of gives us an idea of growth.
Yeah, it shows somebody who was 62, because I always say get it earlier. Get as early as you possibly can, because that gives you more time to allow the line of credit to grow. So if you have a house worth, say, $800,000, let's say you owe $100,000 to a Bank of America, whatever, you get the new HECM. It's going to pay off the Bank of America. You've got $100,000 you owed yesterday. Today with the new HECM, you still owe $100,000. Except you can make payments or you don't have to make payments. There's never a prepay penalty.
I like that. It's optional. That's the beauty of that. Yeah. That sounds like it's optional. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. What happened versus the reverse mortgage versus the HELOC, which is safer for you if you are a senior citizen. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Mortgage standards easing too much. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. You can reach any part of our podcast, RonSiegel1, RonSiegel1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that first home, maybe you're looking for a bigger home. Maybe it's time to downsize or right size. Second home, investment property, Gold Star has the programs for you. Just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. They will help out. Mortgage standards, are they easing too much? I'm going to tell you probably not. There is no doubt that getting a mortgage is easier today than it was right after the housing crash a decade. Hard to believe it was a decade ago, but it's easier today than it was then. However, the easing of credit availability has led to some questioning of whether or not we are headed for another housing crisis. So let's look at mortgage credit availability over the last 3 years. And that's a index put together by the Mortgage Bankers Association. I posted a graph on Ron Siegel Radio right there on Facebook showing mortgage credit availability. And it's basically, it's not that much easier than what it's been historically going back to 2013. You have to document the fact that you can afford your mortgage. Mortgage credit availability compared to 2006. I posted that graph out there as well. If you remember, 2004, 2005, 2006, we had a two-step mortgage process. Not the dance. No, it was. It was pretty close to a two-step dance, though. But if you could fog a mirror, that was step one. Step two is the approval letter. That's all it took in 2004, 5, 6. That's why they have what they call the liar loans. You could lie and get a loan. Pretty simple. That's not the case today. The availability, the money is there. You have to prove that you're earning money. You have to prove where your money's coming from. You have to document the source of your down payment. No using cash. It doesn't work. So mortgage credit is definitely easing. However, we are not coming close to the lax standards that caused the housing crisis of the last decade. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that new mortgage, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. Continuing our conversation this morning, Jay Kaplan is in the house. Seniors, equity, educators. I love the term because it's all about educating people. It's easy for me to come on radio and say, you know something, reverse mortgage is a great product. You should do it. Now, the fact of the matter is, I believe that. That's why my mom has one. I don't qualify yet. Once I qualify, I would have one as well. I like the idea. In fact, I just had a conversation with my mom. It's her birthday just a couple of days ago. We were talking at lunch. And I said, you know something, Mom? You could probably sell your house and take your equity, use half of it for a down payment on a new property, which would also be half of the purchase price, and never, ever have a mortgage payment again for the rest of your life. Sounds pretty interesting. Have you ever thought about that? It's just a thought right there. Now, we've been chatting this morning with Jay Kaplan about, and it's not that hard to do, so don't think it's a difficult process. I put you in touch with Jay and make him do all the work. It's pretty simple. That's why I say it's not hard to do. When I, you know, my definition, I'll share with you a secret. My definition of automation, somebody else does the work. So
I got to remember that.
Right? So yeah. the heckam, it's an automated process. Jay does the work, and I just say it's easy. So we were talking during the break about this amortization schedule that you were sharing, and it's pretty fascinating. The first year on this particular property, and you used a maximum home value of $625,000. If it's more, we're going to still call it $625,000.
Yeah, but you can get. I've done them for properties worth several million.
Sure.
It's just
So we're just using this for an example, and the individual is 62 years old, so it's very very. Generic.
Young,
exactly.
In our world, young.
And as I close in on 62, it gets younger and younger.
Yeah, and you can put me in for a volunteer. You said you were talking about making how hard it would be if people got younger.
Right.
Yeah, you might volunteer me. I'll think about that.
Okay, so we were chatting here about the idea that at 62, your loan balance, if you paid off that loan that you talked about, hypothetical loan of $100,000, then you've got the FHA insurance fees that need to go in
into that as well. And under some circumstances, I'm not going to say all because we never do that, this can be the cheapest loan you've ever had, right?
Yes.
Basically, Jay showed a friend of mine just last week or the week before, showed him a method where he could get his reverse mortgage done and it cost him absolutely nothing.
Also, with your other client,
It
is going through with nothing.
Yeah, nothing. No cost. Think about that. And I like that because, you know, my middle name is Cheap. And how can somebody argue when they come to you, Jay, and they say, well, I've heard that the reverse mortgage is expensive. And you say it's free. How much more do you want?
Well, understand, not everything is free. Not all of them can be. But when
right.
they can be, under many circumstances, that's fine. So I need to show them, that's all. The only way to actually prove it is to show what the costs actually
Back
are.
Back to Jay being the educator.
Yeah, and who pays what, when, and that kind of thing. And let me take a very quick opportunity to thank your listeners and your supporters for help supporting me and bringing them into into the group.
Into the family of reverse mortgagees,
right.
Yeah.
And your board of directors. So.
Right. And that's a beautiful thing because we really want to make sure that people are educated and getting the right information. Now, I'm going to be the first to tell you, and I say this all the time, you may find that the reverse mortgage is not right for you. But I guarantee one thing. If you have a conversation with Jay about it, you're going to find out more information about it. How do you make an educated decision if you're not educated? Just seems pretty blatant to me. Let's go back to this example we were talking about, Jay. I'm looking at this thing, and now I don't know who's going to be living 37 years after they get a reverse mortgage, but we're seeing more
people
and more people
doing
that.
People are living longer and longer these days, as my friend, who I really respect, Susan B. Guffin, elder care guru, says, and I believe her, that the largest single group in the United States, growing group of citizens, are the 85-year-olds, followed by the 100-year-olds. And I have had several clients lately in their 90s and even 100, and they're very sharp.
So let's look at this. Here's some numbers that I found fascinating to me, because one of the callers call me and they say, Ron, I want to have something to leave to my heirs. And I'm looking at this amortization sheet. And as the property value is growing, depending upon what you're doing with it, I'm looking at the property value generally using, Jay, what do you use as a projected appreciation?
4%.
4% appreciation. So this particular one had an $832,000 initial property value. And it's growing to $3.5 million over the next 37 years. So the equity is still growing. That is your equity.
Without making a single payment.
Without making a single payment. Now, the equity is now, the value has gone to $3.5 million. So it's $2.6 million in equity.
Right.
That goes to, if there's been no draw,
right.
That goes to the heirs.
The value, of course. Yeah.
Right? The equity, whatever the equity is.
Right. Whatever equity goes to the...
Right, so
just like any other loan.
So the loan balance is going to grow over the life of this product, of this project. So over 37 years, at age 99, you're going to have a loan balance of $941,000. That's plain and simple, easy. But you're going to have a property worth $3.5 million. So instead of having $700,000 in equity to give to your heirs, according to this, they're going to have $2.6 million.
Right. And that's based on 4%. We all know it doesn't happen every year, but it's a long-term average.
Right.
The government, well,
yeah.
Yeah, government
we can't guarantee any numbers, but
the government
the things,
approves. That's what they say I should use.
But my main focus here is saying that if you're concerned about giving equity to your heirs, this is not a product to be afraid of. Right?
That's, correct, absolutely.
That's all.
And this is for another show maybe, but there's a lot of reasons how this can help increase your legacy.
We may have to talk. I might have to bring Jay back again to talk some more. And I know that Jay doesn't like chatting with me.
No, I have trouble with my mouth. I think it's closing it, not opening it.
Great information. As always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us.
That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.